Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 4 of Pirkei Avot, Mishnayot 6 and 7 today. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaMechobed, anyone who honors et HaTorah, the Torah, Gufo Mechubad Alabriot, his own self will be honored by other people. Now, honoring here includes what Rashi says, you don't just leave a Sefer Torah sitting open, and of course in our day you don't just leave books sitting open on the table or not put away. If you use it, then return it to the proper location so other people can use it. Rashi also adds not talking during the time people are reading the Torah or giving a drasha and listening carefully. And of course we have the custom to stand up when the ark is opened and the Sefer Torah is brought out, or somebody is holding the Sefer Torah and walking by. And the Barton Nura adds an amazing thing. He says, making a drusha, explaining part of the Torah that is chaserot v'yeterot, that might look, there's a letter extra or a letter missing. You know, sometimes the words are spelled with different letters. Our sages point out that one time Joseph is spelled with an extra hey in it, and there's a specific reason for that. So somebody who makes a drusha, an explanation, to point out that there's nothing extra in the Torah, that every little nuance, every little crown of the letter is needed to teach us something specific, that's also showing honor to the Torah. And as a result, other people will honor him. A person who honors Hashem's word, Hashem will make sure, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that other people will respect this person as well. Now, Rabbi Yossi adds in the Mishnah, v'chol mechalel et haTorah, someone who is mechalel, disgraces the Torah, gufo mechulel ala briot. So too, people will disrespect him if he's disrespecting the Torah and the learning thereof. Mishnah Zion, Rabbi Yishmael Beno, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Omer, he says, a chosech atzmo min adin, somebody who holds back from being the judge. Now, the Barton Nura points out, this is b'makom sheish godol mimenu. This is when there is a more qualified judge. If there's no other qualified judge, then a judge should take the case. But if there's other people who are qualified, then sometimes it's better to hold back. The Barton brings another explanation that instead of rendering a judgment, he encourages the two litigants to make pshara. Pshara means a compromise, and our sages praise a compromise as being a better outcome than saying that, you know, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. It's better if there's some way to encourage them to compromise and split the difference whenever possible. So Rabbi Yishmael is saying, a judge who withholds when there's other judges, porek mimeno, he's removing himself, eva v'gozel, hatred and robbery. Now, because the litigant might hate him when he rules against him, he might make a mistake and be effectively stealing from the person who didn't owe the money, ushvot shav, and also an empty oath, a meaningless oath. We're actually learning shvot in the Daf Yomi, and a shvot shav can be an unnecessary oath. So if the judge imposes an oath on one of the litigants in court to swear that he owes the money, that the other person owes the money, or that he has already paid the money, and this was not a proper oath, then the judge is partially responsible for this shvot shav, for taking the Lord's name in vain. The ghostly boba hara, but somebody who is quick to judge, he's quick to volunteer to take the case, or the burner points out, he doesn't look into it and spend time on it, but he just is confident and renders the decision very quickly. Shote, he's a fool. Rasha, he's doing something wicked. Again, he could be taking money unlawfully from one person to the other. Vigos ruach, he has an inflated spirit, meaning he is arrogant. So a judge has to be very, very careful. But again, we have to have qualified judges. In Klal Yisrael, tzedek tzedek tirdof, we are commanded to pursue justice, and judges are also called a partner in creation with Hashem, but they have a very high level of responsibility. And more on that in tomorrow's learning. Tizku le mitzvot.